Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
There's a switch that needs to go off in the postseason. Some embrace it. Some look forward to it because they know there's success. And the other side of success is worship.
A parade of champions.
And this is why you need to respect guys like Curt Schilling, guys like John Lester, guys like Pedro.
And of course, Wally. Don't forget Wally.
What's going to happen when you go to New York? They stomped them. I mean, 16-1.
We scored 16 at Yankee Stadium. Suck on it.
I feel like that changed some people's opinion of what they're capable of in the postseason.
Yankees going to win the series. I got to be true to myself.
Lou, thank you. We'll let you get back to enjoying the duck boat portion of the parade. We want to go now, actually, to our Gary Tangway.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, it's chaos, man.
It's chaos, man. Get the man in there. It's chaos, man.
It's crazy.
Poor Lou. They sent Lou over there, but you should have asked the questions they asked to Tangway.
Like what?
To Lou. Like, you know, what happened to Kimbrel? What happened with Price?
You have to remember he had some shoulder problems here.
He didn't have shoulder problems.
Oh, they should ask me about the team rather than ask me to set the scene?
Yes, because you're not a good scene
set.
What
are we talking about?
Like, if I were asking you to set the scene right here in the producer's booth, what would you tell me?
Huh? Yeah, it's good. We're three of us sitting here. This is exciting. It's chaos. I had no clue. I thought they were going to throw to me. Like, we're going to throw to you. I'm like, okay. And they're like, set the scene. I'm like...
Lou, it looks like you are right where the duck boats are right now. Tell us what you see, who you see, what's going on.
Well, it's chaos, man. I mean, the Dropkick Murphys came by first. And now we got more speakers everywhere. Chris Sale was on his boat.
It's a duck boat. Another one's going by.
So he got the crowd going.
Here comes another duck boat.
Jerry Remy came through, too. I think it was a nice moment as well. But,
I feel like I'm there.
Dustin Pedroia.
Don't you feel like you're there?
MVP right in the place. So it's chaotic down here.
Chaotic.
That's for sure. It's a little bit loud as well. But everyone's having a blast, man. They're about 20 people deep now here on these roads.
It's good. I was actually, I felt like I was there, even though I wasn't.
Chaos and chaotic.
All right, good. Yes, Lou, thanks for setting the scene. Let's go to
Jerry Remy was there?
Yeah, Lou, thanks for setting the scene. Let's go to Trenny. What's the future of this organization? Let's go over some of the contracts. Who would you keep? Who would you not keep? Gary, why don't you come in for this conversation?
More speakers.
Lou, why don't you just stay where you are? We'll come back to you so you can set the scene again. We're going to break down the future of this roster with these two.
It's true, though. They did. They had him do the scene setter, and they had Trenny.
And they had Murphys came by.
They had Tangway and Trenny, basically. Lay it out. Where this team goes from here. It was hysterical. Yeah. All right, 617-779-7937. David Price, no surprise. Anybody surprised out there? He opts in. He's not going anywhere.
Good. He should opt
in.
He should opt in. He belongs here. He's one of us. And I include myself in that. He's one of us.
Can I just caution David Price? Because it's not like the criticism will never, ever come back again. All right, and I congratulate him. He was great. He got over the mental hurdle. Mm-hmm. This is phenomenal and whatever. But if he struggles next year, I'm just giving him a hint, knowing I've been in the city for a few years, that what will happen when you get into May, you get into June, and if he falters out there, even though he was a huge participant, should have been the MVP of this World Series, they're still going to question him. And what is he going to do at that time? Is he just going to throw it back into their face? Hey. I already gave you the World Series.
No, here's the thing.
I already gave you the World Series. Yeah. My job.
If he ends up sucking throughout the whole regular season and he comes back and he just does exactly what he did this postseason, next postseason, you won't care. We've already said the regular season doesn't mean anything.
Well,
Nobody cares.
Wait a minute. You have to get to the postseason.
No, it'll turn into...
If they're trailing the Yankees all year long and we're sitting here worrying whether they can win that wild card game to the play-in game,
no, it'll turn into, well, you know, you guys always said it doesn't matter what I do in the regular season.
Exactly.
All that matters is what I do in the postseason. So last year I was great, and I plan on being great again. So I guess what I do now in the regular season doesn't matter.
Yeah, and there's my trump card. I just laid it out on you. Suck on it.
Yeah.
Grab it. Do what you need to do with it, right? I mean, Cora said it best. You know, don't mess with me.
Well, he does hold the trump card. I think he's being honest about that.
Well, I think he
sure.
What? Listen, there was no other option. He wasn't good. He was going to opt in. He should opt in, and then you should be happy he did. Because what's the alternative? What are you going to do if David Price leaves? Let's say you don't have David Price, and you don't have Chris Sale. So you got to go out there and get a ace, a number one guy off the free agent market. His salary is going to be the same. You're not going backwards as far as years and money that you're giving somebody.
Dave Dombrowski will go to Japan.
Are you sure? What do you got? You all right over there?
I'm okay.
You never know.
Oh, geez. Not it.
Choked up.
I'm out.
Not it. Ryan, I'm out. You got mouth to mouth. Get a doctor in here.
Put the Snickers down.
Here comes the big
one.
Dr. Lou.
Dr. Lou. No doctor in the house for this one.
That's like, a different doctor.
I'm here to tell you that's a different doctor. I am not a real doctor.
I'm just joking.
He just said, put the Snickers down.
Halloween, for God's sake.
Totally missed that. He's not eating candy. He doesn't eat anything.
Oh. No. Maybe it's three Musketeers a little bit later on. Maybe one of those.
I just feel that the David Price at $31, $32 million, the day he signed this contract, the day he signed it, and I was hoping he would win three Cy Youngs and three World Series and then opt out. Because it's the last 4 years of a contract like that where you pay the price. So, you know, hey, now that he has 3 years here, I know they've been rocky, up and down. Obviously ended on a great note. Great in the World Series. Should have been a World Series MVP. It doesn't change how I felt from day one when he signed it. That I would hope that he would opt out. And you would take $32 million and take a shot on the next guy. And hope that he does. You're not going to pay him from the age 34 to 37. Would all that go to one player? No, probably not. Probably go to, say, Ovaldi. Maybe it would go to Joe Kelly. Maybe it would go, and then years from now, maybe it goes to somebody else. And it's just a, but he's opted in. So well, now you know what you're dealing with financially. Right. You know what you're dealing with in your rotation.
Well, I think we knew all along. There was no way he was walking away from this thing.
Long shot.
And I know people said, well, maybe, you know, he hated the town or he hated Eckersley or whatever.
He loved his team too much.
But it's a loving today. And so I'll guarantee you, when we get to the phone calls here, people are going to sit there and most of them are probably happy that he opted in because the last thing they have seen was the really good David Price, who should have been the MVP of the World Series. What do you think the Red Sox, Bryce, are saying privately? Now, they expected this,
I wish
obviously.
We had that money. I wish he opted out so we can get that money back.
I think they would. I think they would have felt better if they opted out. We got David Price to get to where we wanted David Price to be. Oh, good. Thank you, Ben's got some water for me.
Seriously.
They take care of me.
Jeez. Take a swig.
Huh? I bet you were sort of mixed. They're like, you know what? Hey,
ooh,
whatever. At least we got, you know, we know what we got here for the next couple of years. I'm sure there was some that just said, you know, he basically opted into the 4 years that we expected for there to be, you know, a downtick in performance. So, okay, it is what it is now.
See, that's why I love Major League Baseball. If this was an NFL contract, he would be cut. He would be cut. He'd have his guaranteed money. And then he would be cut. He wouldn't see.
Well, maybe one more year of it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he'd get one more year.
It's just great.
But you're right. You're right, Christian. That's what would happen. He'd get one more year, and then he's 34 years of age, and he's starting to show.
You got to take a pay cut.
Yeah.
All that guaranteed money that we gave you, okay, now we've paid for it now, and you've actually used it, and we're happy with it.
No,
right?
It's so just you get one more year. It's just, you're right when you said the Red Sox philosophy before David Price with John Lester, although they got a little ridiculous with it in the offer that they gave him, is correct. You know, listen, 31 years old, you invest long term, it doesn't usually work out.
We have the actuary charts. You can see it.
So now John Lester went there for 4 years. You think the Cubbies want to give him a 4-year deal now, moving forward? No, they don't. They sit there and say, thank you very much.
But I also
we won
that's
a World Series with you. You were still very good. You had a great ERA this year, but my odds are 34, 35, rather, 36, 37, you're not going to be the same guy. So if we got an opportunity to get out of it and start with someone new, we would.
Difference in baseball and football that you were just talking about. Yeah. So you could sign in football. You could sign the guy to a long-term contract. You have it all weighted. You're paying the bonus up front. And then 3-4 years in, guy's 33, 34, see you later, goodbye,
on. In the NFL, the contract isn't worth the paper it's written on.
No.
All you care about is guaranteed money, and that's it.
It's not even a contract. It's an outline as to what we'll pay you if we keep you.
Yeah, what we might pay you if you make the team in September. Yeah. So, but as far as, you know, price goes, that's just the price or the cost of doing business. If you want to be in that market.
Those are the rules.
Because that's the market, is it not? So if Chris Sale right now, let's take Chris Sale 3 years ago, 3 years from now, right? 3 years ago, sorry. And he's younger, and you know what he is. If you sign him as a free agent today, a 3 years younger Chris Sale, you would be paying $30 million a year for 7 years. That's insane. All right, so then he sucks 1 year, has another good year, sucks another year, has another. I mean, oh, he's back and forth, yo-yoing back and forth. It's just, if you want that guy, if you want to live in that market, swim in that pool, you're the Red Sox, you want to beat and compete against the Yankees, then sorry, you're not Miami, you're not Oakland. L.A. does the same thing. They'll spend a bunch of money. They want to win.
I'll give you an example of it. We brought it to Dustin Pedroia. It's a great example. If Dustin Pedroia were a baseball, a football player instead of a baseball player right now, what would you do? He's been injured every one of the last few years. See you later.
He'd be gone.
He's got two roles, Chief.
Instead, $15 million next year, $13 million in 2020, $12 million in 2021. There's no getting away from it. And I don't know, Lou, you tell me. I would love to see him make a great comeback here, but the way he played the game and how hard he played the game, the Red Sox have to be looking for another second baseman.
Yes. Right, what you guys want.
And, on top and, of the money paying, they're already paying him.
And you're paying him for the next 3 years, all that money. Just,
you know, hey, listen, we'll see. Hopefully David Price throws more like he did here this year, and especially in the postseason, for all four of these years.
Right.
You know, that. But, I mean, do you think he's going to? And if he does, he can throw it back in everybody's face. You know, nobody thought I could pitch till I was 37 and be one of the best pitchers in the game. Nope, nobody did, actually. But, 37, nope, nobody does. Maybe he does. And if he does, God bless him.
And
but
saying,
I just think if I was a general manager and I had an opportunity to get out of paying a 34-year-old $127 million for the next 4 years, I would probably sit there and say, yeah, that would be nice if I could.
Yeah.
As good as he's been. I'd rather invest in a 29-year-old Nathan Eovaldi and still have extra cash, maybe to go out and get something else, maybe bring in a closer. Or maybe help me allow to keep some of these other guys on my team. Yeah.
All right. Here's Peter in Providence. Hey, Pete.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Pete.
Hey, love the show. Christian, you're hilarious. Lou, you're the man. Ordway, I got a serious bone to pick with you.
You suck. Okay, don't interrupt him.
All year, I've heard you smash on David Price, even up to the playoffs leading through it. And just recently, you changed your tune. I listened the other day, and you're saying, I haven't done that all year. All year I haven't attacked his character. What about when you say he's not up for the challenge, he's a head case, he's all that, he's all this? You don't think that has an effect? I mean, whatever happened to believing in your players? Lou's the only one I heard.
Well, I'm not a cheerleader. I saved that for people like Jared Karabas. But let me give you this. No, Peter, that you're lying because that's not what I've done. So all season long, I've talked about him as being a great pitcher. I think I've said it a zillion times. Top five pitcher in the last decade in Major League Baseball. The issue I had with David Price is I did not believe or trust that he could get it done in the postseason, and I was basing it on 9 years of a resume. Right? That's true. Okay. So where was I beating up on him? I never questioned his character.
I remember you calling him a head case and wasn't up to the
I said that I think this. No, let me give you what it was. I didn't believe the Cole thing. I said it was a mental block that he had in the postseason. And by the way, apparently that was the case because he pitched on a very cold night at Fenway Park and he was terrific.
Yeah, Peter, I don't know where you're going to go either, but I listen, I'll raise my hand. I destroyed him.
Runs from it. He just hides from it.
Look. Lou is the only one who was believing in Price during the postseason.
You're wrong.
Oh, come on.
Peter, listen to this. You want to hear what Lou said? You have no idea what any of us say.
Well, no, I destroyed him after that Yankee series. There's no question
about it. That was the postseason.
But
after
I did
the Yankee series, you did.
But
after that, the next two starts, you said he was going to do well. I believe he's going to do well. All I'm saying is all this negativity.
He's never going to get another opportunity.
I did tell you he was going to throw the ball well against Houston because it was a good matchup.
Peter, so what we've done is when he pitches well, we say he pitches well. When he doesn't pitch well, we say he doesn't pitch well. What is wrong with that?
Yeah, we
talked. All this added stuff with David Price.
Oh, yeah. I added on.
This guy is scared shitless.
No, I did.
He was awful in that Yankee game. He was awful.
And I feel bad as a human.
You should.
But
you're a bad human being.
I did. What can I tell you?
It's chaos here in the studio.
Like, I think David Price gets it way too hard from all you guys. And, like, look what he brought you, man. Like, he
didn't bring me anything.
He brought us nothing. Peter, what did you think after the inning and two-thirds?
The city, but me personally, I'm good.
What did he give you?
Going to do Halloween with my kid.
He had a bad game.
You kidding me, Lou? You would not have been out in the streets of Boston today if it weren't for David Price. You would not have been out there with a microphone.
So now I should blame him
camera.
For that.
I don't want to see you on the mound ever again.
Pete, I got to go.
Thank you.
The guy did get crucified.
But here's what I hate about this.
The guy got crucified.
But here's what I hate about this.
Okay.
Is that during the course of the year, people were questioning, whether they believed in him in the postseason. And based on this history, I don't know how you believe in him in any of this. And now Peter's coming up after the fact when this guy's pitched well. What are we all saying now about David Price?
Well,
he
I'll
was tremendous.
This much.
He was terrific.
This should tell you how many people, because we've had like maybe one or two callers a day call back and be like, ah, you guys are too hard. I always believed in him.
Where were they during the season?
Well, the point is it's only one or two. The lines aren't freaking flooded because a lot of people felt the exact same way. Not to the extent of David Price, but they felt the exact same way about this team. You know, they were just like, whatever, 108 wins. I don't care. Let's see if they can win the postseason, because I don't think this group can. Oh, by the way, they're led by David Price, who can't win the postseason. And oh, by the way, name a starter in this rotation that has won a playoff game, and you couldn't. So, yeah, there was people everywhere, I mean, doubting this team because of given past playoff experience.
Well, no question.
He wants nothing to do with it whatsoever.
And when they say that, And David Price says nobody believed that I could win in the postseason. He's telling the truth. We didn't believe that he could win in the postseason. But this whole character assassination stuff, what? With the X stuff? Is that what we're talking about? I think he was wrong in the way he dealt with Eckersley on the plane. All right, 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
He does not want to pitch. If he does, you'll see it in his face. He wants nothing to do with this entire postseason. I wish he would just go away. Ever.
I agree with you.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at the guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
I'm Phil Lipoff.
And alongside Raul Martinez, I'm Shannon Mallaire. Thanks for joining us. We are spread out all along the parade route from top to bottom. We've got reporters everywhere from the duck boats all the way down to City Hall.
We have reporters right now trying to get on duck boats. You can see our entire crew on your screen right now. We have it covered all over the place.
Yeah, we got a Let's Go Boston chant starting behind
us. That's the first one.
We've had others that I can't repeat on television, but it's like this electric crowd that we're seeing out here, Raul.
Oh, that's some of the TV people giving electric. You the inside, the electric stuff. And there are some media people who apparently are just enjoying, you know, being on the duck boat, waving to everybody in a crowd like
Curtis.
Like they pitched six or seven innings like Curtis. Curtis was up there.
He had purpose.
I did.
Who's the other guy?
Curtis got himself into trouble, though.
Whoa, 1-2-3, 1-2-3.
He threw out a poster of Mutt.
It was pretty funny, actually. Where I was stationed.
Very flattering.
Took a nice little picture of it.
I think somebody
who's the other guy? Who's the other guy that's hopping on there?
Carabas is out there from Barstool Sports.
He's on the team, right?
I saw him on a duck boat. He drove by, and I'm looking at him. Like I kind of point at him, like, what are you doing?
He's
like, no! And I'm like, why are you on a duck boat, dude?
How did he get on a duck boat?
I don't know.
Was he right next to Pete Hayes?
I saw he's tweeting out video of him like JD on their duck boat together drinking. I'm like, what?
Wait,
dude,
he
what
was
doing?
On the players' boat?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was
too much. He had his arm wrapped around JD Martinez.
How does that happen? Because that should never happen. Nothing against Carrabba's, but any reporter for any outlet should never be on that duck boat. How did he get on there?
I don't know.
And so how do you take him seriously now? Like, he'll never say anything bad about them, ever.
Well, he doesn't.
he's a fanboy. I mean,
loves the team, and I think they just...
You know what he is.
He and Alex,
he doesn't hide it.
He supports the team.
I don't know. So he was friend and family. He was on the player. He was a...
Well, wait a
that's right, actually. Wait it wasn't because there
so
is a family and friends boat.
Is Curtis friend and family?
How
no,
Curtis.
On there?
They had boats like front office. They had boats like, you know, a bunch of those, and... You know, whatever.
Good news for you this morning.
Curtis is on the EEI boat. Okay, it's EEI boat. You know, Joe's there. Tim's there. I don't know why Curtis was there either, to be honest with you.
Curtis went.
There.
Wait a minute.
So Joe makes it.
It's a media one. Like, I think Remy and those guys are up top. Like, Tom Karen.
They were.
You know, they're up top, and those guys are kind of, I saw Joe and Tim on below, and Curtis holding out this stupid sign.
Pleasure to be here with you. Thank you for having me.
So that's the media boat. Yeah. Whatever. I get it. Yeah, but Jared is with the players.
But again, media. Like,
what are you doing? Why?
But when we say media, we mean your play-by-play.
Broadcast.
Your broadcast team.
Ness
and
EI.
Pete Abes and, you know, Rob.
No, although Pete probably could have been on there, too.
Who's he best friends with? David Price.
Price is. Same shoes.
Brother!
Same shoes.
Hey! They're gonna go as the shoes.
Yeah, I did. I saw Kravis. What are you doing? Why are you on this boat?
It is a little too much.
You're ready for Barstool.
Yeah. Charlie is in Arlington. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, guys. So, you know, this criticism of David Price throughout the year was completely legitimate, okay? I think most people agree with that. I know some don't. It's unfortunate that David is a little bit sensitive, but so whatever generation he is, X, Y, whatever it is, all these generations that want to be nurtured and loved and given support throughout everything, he has a real hard time with it, okay? And hopefully he's going to come to terms with this. Probably ended up helping him at the end of the day, I think.
I hope
this
so.
This probably challenged him and put him in a position where he actually succeeded under the pressure, which probably otherwise, had he not come to Boston, he probably wouldn't have, okay?
Okay.
And that was my first point. And then my second point is, you know, the good thing is this gives the Sox an asset, albeit an asset that's probably going to be hard to offload, but it gives them an asset to probably, you know, piece together a trade if they want to. You know, and there's always a willing partner, right?
Yes.
There always is.
Yeah, except that you might have to pay some of the money.
Honestly. That'd be very interesting. If he opts in and it's sort of like, does he like it here? Can he take the media? Does he like the fans? He hates the fans so much he can leave all this money on the table. And he's just like, you know, I'm going to opt in. They're like, all right, David loves it here. By the way, I just traded you to St. Louis. For two prospects. That's a tough sell if you're Dombrowski. No? That's a tough sell.
Yeah.
I don't think he's getting traded. I think he's opted in, and you cross your fingers, and you say, hopefully you can get... Well, yeah, maybe 2 years from now. I mean, you might be trading a reliever or somebody with a broken arm at 37.
Yeah. But going 36. Back to what he said about the criticism this year, the only criticism that was directed at him this year, because he was very good in the regular season, is he couldn't win big games, pressured games against the Yankees.
Well, no, the whole thing in April was carpal tunnel.
Yes.
Reynolds syndrome, right?
Yeah, but it was Yankees.
Reynolds?
But hold on, it was Yankees games. That's what it was.
Yeah, yeah, but can't pitch right. in the cold. Remember the whole like thing down in Texas?
Yeah, he has a mild case of carpal tunnel syndrome.
The mild case, which is pretty much like mild, like that maybe doesn't have it. Let's come up with something. And then he had like I'm allergic to the grass.
So many of us, and certainly I did, said that you can't trust this guy.
I'm allergic to dogs.
In big pressure games and in the postseason. And he finally conquered all of his demons and did it, even though the first game against the Yankees, that's when Lou went on the outburst. Did anybody trust him after an inning and two-thirds against New York?
I certainly didn't.
How could you?
I'd never want to see him ever
again.
When
we're talking about the criticism.
I want him to go home.
The criticism wasn't on what he did. He had a good regular season. The criticism was he couldn't win the big game. He finally conquered that. And what are we all doing? Praising the
hell
good.
For good. You overcame it.
What are we doing?
Perfect.
But forget about the cold. Don't ever bring the cold up again. He pitched in a cold game here in the postseason, right?
Yep.
He was perfectly good in the cold weather.
Yep.
Here's Dave in a car.
Really
Hi, Dave.
Good.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
What's up? Good.
Good. Well, here's my take on probably what the feedback you guys are getting on saying that you guys were too hard on David Price and now you love him. So these are some things I've heard on the station. I can't tell you who said what in terms of which show, but I heard that people doubted that, you know, when we're talking about he's got that unique arm. They were, you know, he was saying.
Yeah, we were laughing at him.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Guilty as charged. Yes, I'll take blame for that.
Yep. I was the ringleader with that one.
Yep.
Exactly. You guys thought he was being selfish for not getting.
Actually, you know, I think Dale actually started that.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? So that was one, you know.
And he did.
For him, he probably took that personally, calling him a liar. So obviously this is a guy who's probably actually a very honest guy, probably more honest than most.
Hold on, Dave. I still don't believe he has a unique arm. Do you? Elbow? No.
I mean, that's pretty unique to be able to pitch in the pen, go out 3 days later, then pitch in the pen, throw in the pen, and then go pitch another 100 pitches. That's really unique.
So has Eovaldi got one of those, too? Does Nathan Eovaldi have one of those?
How unique is it when it's another member of his staff's got the same elbow?
I'm not that guy, and you guys probably aren't.
Stop it. He doesn't have a unique elbow. Now you're buying into that crap.
Listen, point is, he was told something. Everyone made fun of him, right? Okay, and then in addition to that, you know, when you guys talk about the Houston game, people were saying he was lying, he wasn't trying to come out there. Listen, I still think this guy is way too sensitive and has way too many rat ears. But at the end of the day, man, he did perform.
Yeah.
And I do think that you guys are kind of like, not maybe you guys, maybe you guys are accountable for everything that you said, but there is some little walking back of some of the, you know.
Dave, nobody's walking back. Dave. Nobody's walking back anything.
Dave,
you
listen,
are.
It's
You've
listen,
got a different
it's
view
impossible
of it now.
To walk things back because everybody has already heard it. Trust
Lou
me.
Alone.
Including that locker room. I destroyed the individual. I still really don't like him. I like the fact that he's pitching well now. I hope he continues to throw well. I hope he continues to win in the postseason.
Go away.
I didn't think he was capable of it. He is.
Go away.
He got over it, and I'm happy for him. I think he should have won MVP of the World Series. I think he was that dominant. That was the best I've seen him pitch. But it doesn't take away from what I said about him. Sure.
Yeah, but you're basing it on the fact that he couldn't pitch in those big games. Yeah. Nobody trusted him. This is revisionist history now. Yes, we were all dumping on him. Okay, and I still don't buy that special elbow.
Ridiculed me, mocked me, and made fun of me.
But you didn't perform. Now you have, and notice what happens. When you have a great performance, people stand up, give you a standing ovation. When you suck, they sit there and boo you. That's what we did.
But you should have been a believer from the beginning.
Why? He was in 9 years. He couldn't perform in big games.
If you based his performance on whether you would survive or not with him overnight in some spooky haunted house, purely based on his performance, you would not do it. Wait a second. So I got to base whether I'm going to live or not based on your postseason record? No, I'll take my chances on my own.
I like the Halloween theme.
I want David Price to be successful. I like the Halloween theme.
See how I tied that all together?
All right, one more quick call. Here's George. Hello, George.
Hey, George. Hey, guys. You know, I really wanted Price to opt out for the same reasons that you're saying. He's been inconsistent. And mostly what I'd really like from him going forward, now that we have him, we've got him. Now that we have him, stop making excuses. Okay? Excuses are only important to the person that's making them. Whatever adjustment he made in July after the All-Star break that gave him one of the best ERAs after the All-Star break, suck it up, figure it out, and get in there.
Now, hold on. That's irrelevant, George. We've pointed this out. In previous seasons, when he has struggled in the postseason, he has had great years, and he's had great finishes to the regular season. It's got nothing to do with that. He is clearly capable of cleaning up whatever he needs to do. And as Lou was talking about, he worked that fastball inside, the change outside. He's capable of doing that anytime he wants. He's a great pitcher. This was in his head. And this was pressure getting to him in big, huge games. And he overcame it. And we're giving him all the credit in the world. That's what we're doing.
Absolutely, I agree. Now, let's see how he can consistently be going forward.
Yeah, and that's what
the
concern.
In the postseason.
I'm just saying, that's where the concern comes into play. Take David Price's name out of it. All right? Give me another 33-year-old pitcher. And ask me if I want to give him 4 at $127. As much as I loved Lester when he turned 30... And they screwed up that deal. Now, right now, would I go give Lester 4 years, 120? No, not at all. Because I think David Price, you know, his career here, I guess with expectations, he's underperformed. Just looking at it, 39-19 with a 3.74 ERA. And that doesn't include postseason stuff, right? So 3.74 ERA. Well, 7 years in Tampa, he had a 3.18. 2 years in Detroit, he had a 2.9. 1 year in Toronto, he had a 2.3. So you can sit there and say, you're already starting to see it. You're already starting to see that he's not the guy that for the nine years became before he came to you.
But where do you ever see that?
No, I agree with you.
Last 4 years of the deal,
I agree
with
you. So the next 4 years going to be better than the first three here?
No way.
Odds are no.
No way.
And I heard that.
We got one more segment, then we get the hell out of here for Halloween.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
I ask about Mookie Betts. Lou Marloni joins us now. Hey, what do you expect with Mookie Betts, Lou? Do you think they're going to give him a long-term deal? I mean, this could be a pretty big competition for one of the best outfielders and players in the game.
I could barely hear you a little bit. Dropkick Murphys came by first, and now we got more speakers everywhere. Chris Sale.
I got the little IFB thing in my ear. I'm like, I think you said Mookie Betts. So yeah. I wanted to talk about Mookie. Apparently, I got it right, so I got lucky.
You should have told him to come back in 2020 and ask him that question, right? 2020. Come back in 2 years. Ask me that question. Before we leave, Matt Patricia thinks apparently he's Bill Belichick. He chastised the media today.
Why do you think this makes your franchise better?
Well, you know, do me a favor. Just kind of sit up and just, like, have a little respect for the process. Every day you come in and ask me questions and you just kind of, like, you know, give me this. But, I mean, like, just be a little respectful. I'm asking just to be a little respectful in this whole process, okay? So ask me a question professionally and I'll answer it for you.
Why do you feel like this makes your franchise better?
All right. Well, I think, you know, what's important for us.
And he answers.
He thinks he's Bill Belichick.
Sit up.
Right?
God.
Whoa.
Sit up and address me.
Sit up?
That's nice.
I'm asking just to be a little respectful in this whole process, okay?
Respectful. No slouching. Everybody
no slouching.
Set up. No slouching. All right, go ahead for you. Put your costume right,
boys,
on. Put
you
your
too.
Costume on, Lou.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Have a happy Halloween, everybody.
Just sit up and just like have a little respect for the process every day.
Tomorrow afternoon, 2:30, Alex Cora will join us, and we'll spend a lot of time with Alex on the show tomorrow. We might even take a phone call or two. We'll see how that goes. We'll catch you then. Bye. We're out of here, Ryan. Goodbye.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.